Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time for Darren, Donick, and Chase. With hosts Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe. On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase. You're on ESPN 102.5, The Game on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a good day thus far. Game one tonight, College World Series National Championship. Yeah, all SEC, Vanderbilt at Mississippi State tonight. First pitch at 6 o'clock. We got the Vanderbilt side of things with Kevin Ingram, their play-by-play voice back in the first hour of the program. Now we're going to get things on the Bulldog angle. We bring in Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports. He covers Mississippi State. He now joins us. Robbie, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, fellas. I'm downtown Omaha right now in a sports bar called DJ's Dugout. And so if you hear some expletives in the background, I apologize. If you hear bars clink, bottles clinking, or people yelling or whatever, that's my excuse. So.
Well, the big question is, will we hear cowbells?
I have not heard a cowbell yet. There have been several maroon and white cheers in here, but no cowbells yet.
Between the cowbells and the Vandy Whistler, how loud was it going to be tonight?
I think the Whistler is going to take precedent because I don't think there's any cowbells allowed. But it will be quite annoying, and I just hope that there's not a whole lot for him to whistle about.
Yeah, in all seriousness, has that been, and I don't know the answer to this, but I know, like you said, they're not allowing the cowbells in there. Was that a bone of contention with the fans? Were they ticked off about that? Because obviously we saw the atmosphere in Starkville for the Super Regional, where you had over 40,000 people that came to that Super Regional. I mean, it was an unbelievable baseball atmosphere, but not able to recreate that in Omaha. Was that a big deal with the fan base?
No, I mean, it's pretty much understood that there's no cowbells allowed to this event, but it's still a pretty great atmosphere, and it's going to be even greater on Monday and Tuesday, possibly Wednesday night. I mean, there's just a flood of maroon coming in here right now, and I think it's going to be a rocking atmosphere. It might not be quite as rocking as it was at Duty Noble, but it's going to be pretty close to a home game for Mississippi State.
What did you think, Robbie, coming into this? It's obviously the best eight teams in the country left coming into the College World Series. Mississippi State coming in this spot, did you feel like we could be having this conversation here on a Monday afternoon, getting ready for the national championship game? What were your thoughts at the time?
I did think that this team was capable of getting to the national championship game, but, you know, there was a lot of things that has to happen for Mississippi State to get to that point. And pitching was the big thing for them. They were going to have to really pitch it well, and they got probably the game of Will Bednar's life against Texas to start. And then against Virginia, it was the exact opposite. They had a rough start, and the bullpen really kind of saved them. And they got some big hits. So they've got some solid pitching performances here, and on top of that, they've gotten some big hits when they needed them, and that's been the key for them. And for just about any team that gets to this point and that can get to the national championship, you've got to have all those ingredients working in your favor at the right time, and that's what State has gotten. And now they have an opportunity in a three-game series to get something they've never gotten before.
Who do you think has the advantage with the bullpen? I mean, Sims has been lights out, like you said, for Mississippi State. They've been able to come in and slam the door, preserve wins. And Vanderbilt's bullpen has done an unbelievable job as well. Who do you think has the advantage coming into it?
I think Vanderbilt has the advantage from a pitching standpoint because they're going to be throwing one of the best pitchers in college basketball in game one. And that's something that you can't really substitute there to have that advantage to pitch him. He was not supposed to pitch in that game. I mean, he was going to be pitching in that final game against NC State, and then that game got canceled. So that was really a huge deal for Vanderbilt to be able to save him for the first game in the College World Series championship. And I think it's going to be tough, but you know, if Mississippi State can find a way on Monday night to take that first game, they are in tremendous shape because things kind of reset after that.
How big have Tanner Allen and Rowdy Jordan been for them hitting-wise in this College World Series?
They've been huge. You know, it hasn't been the greatest stretch for Tanner Allen and really for Rowdy Jordan either, but both of them have had some big moments, especially Tanner Allen with his three-run home run in Game 1 to give State the lead. He has not had a great series at the plate, but just a couple of big-time hits have been huge for him. And, you know, he's kind of worked through some tough moments in this thing, and he's still been a huge part of things for Mississippi State. They're going to need both of those guys to have a big series. And they did against Vanderbilt last time, so we'll see if they can duplicate that.
Yeah, and I mean, Robbie, it's not just that Tanner seems to be a popular name with these teams. You've had the others, Logan Tanner and Tanner Leggett, of course, that have stepped in. What are they going to have to do to help with the offense as well?
Look, is this all hands on deck, and that's what it's been like for Mississippi State all year. They've had guys all year step up that some of them were unlikely heroes. You know, Tanner Leggett is a guy that has been a reserve most of the season. He started a few games, but he was a defensive replacement later in that ball game the other night. He comes up in a spot that nobody really wanted him to be in, and he came through. I mean, everybody was hoping that would have been Rowdy Jordan or Tanner Allen in that spot, but it was him, and there was nothing Mississippi State could do about it. And all he could do is just go out there and win the ball game for State. I thought that was just that spoke volumes about what Mississippi State's been about this year. Just, you know, all hands on deck, and whoever is called into that opportunity, they've been able to make the best of it. And that was the perfect example. You had a pinch runner in there, and Braylon Skinner that came in at first base after a hit batter, stole second, got into position for a big hit, and they got it.
So do you believe if this goes the distance and goes three, will Bednar be available for game three, or would it be more of a he's used, maybe used in relief, or do you think he can make the start?
I think they could get him in there for game three. I don't know how long to get him, because I don't think he would be particularly sharp, not as sharp as you want him, because he's going to be coming off of 3 days rest, I guess. I think that would be optimal for Mississippi State. If you could just get, you know, one time through the order with him and just figure it out the rest of the way, that would be a big deal.
We've talked a lot about on this show with, you know, clearly Vanderbilt and what they have done with Tim Corbin and, you know, being the defending national champions, even though it was a couple of years ago. But Mississippi State has a lot to brag about. And just the SEC as a whole, watching the SEC really come on like it has as a baseball conference, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it just shows a commitment from the entire conference in the sport, because they know how important it is for a lot of these fan bases. I mean, you can see Tennessee coming on now, and I think they're about to start to make a big commitment to Tony Vitello and to that program as a whole. I think you see a nice stadium in the future there and some nice facilities. And, you know, it shows that you can win just about anywhere in the SEC too with the right commitment. I mean, Vitello is the perfect example of that, because, you know, in the past you might see him in Baton Rouge after a big season like this or something like that. And he knows that he can win there. He can win in a big way. So that just shows you just, you know, the power of the SEC, the brand that it's built, and kind of, you know, where it's going, because I don't think it's slowing down anytime soon.
And because of that, I mean, you're seeing these interconference rivalries, you know, kind of start to form, because you have so many teams that are so competitive. But do you feel like between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, there's definitely a little animosity between the two programs of just trying to be dominant?
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a rivalry picking up between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Never really thought that would be the case, you know, in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. But it's just, you know, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State are both competing for a high prize every single year, it seems like, and they're in this position. And anytime you're doing that and you're seeing a team that's fighting for the same thing that you're fighting for, it's going to create that rivalry. Vanderbilt's had the upper hand in this rivalry for the most part since Tim Corbin has been here. But, you know, they've had some great battles. That Super Regional in 2018 was one of the best series I've ever seen. And now they get to play for a national championship. And I'm personally pulling for that same kind of series that we saw in 2018 between these two teams. Went to game three and went to extra innings in game three. I'd love to see that again. There's a lot of fans that wouldn't like to see that. Their hearts wouldn't like to see that, but I think that would be outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Robbie, enjoy the atmosphere. You're in a pretty good atmosphere right now, but it's going to be even better once you get to the ballpark. But appreciate the time today.
Hey guys, appreciate you.
Robbie Falk, 24/7 Sports, covers Mississippi State for them. Also does the Thunder and Lightning podcast as well for covering Mississippi State. So it gets underway tonight, game number one. We'll have much more coming here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.